AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Earlier this year, I set out to answer a question. Could I reasonably record a podcast from my cell phone? Now, as somebody who is obsessed with gear, I thought that this would be hard, right? I have lots of headphones because I really care about sound quality. I've invested in a bunch of gear to sound as good as possible, even when kids are running around upstairs. But I know that I've overinvested in this setup. So it got me thinking, what if I just bought a decent microphone, the one I'm talking into now, the DJI mic, and recorded from my phone? Would a Voice Memos podcast work? But then I thought, what if I just did the whole thing from my phone? How easy is it to save files and then upload them to my audio host? How easy is it to write a description and maybe create show notes? So in August, at Podcast Movement, I decided to launch Joe's Audio Notes, which you can subscribe at casabona.org/notes. I'm going to talk more about the strategy or the experiment of audience growth with that show in a different episode and blog post. But today I just want to talk about the act of recording and uploading and how maybe you could do it too. So what I do is I use the Whisper Memos app on iPhone. I like using that app because it all in one app, it's really easy to record. I basically push a button and launch a shortcut that then automatically starts recording. So I just hit one button and start talking. And then it transcribes the audio and it gives me three easy actions. Copy the transcript, share the audio, share the transcript. So what I can do from there is save the audio to files, and then take the transcript and throw it into ChatGPT and ask it to come up with just like a 1 to 2 sentence summary. That's good enough for this show, right? So I should tell you, right, this is a voice memos show. And so there's not a lot of production value, right? If you want that, there are apps like Ferrite that make it easier to edit audio. But for this kind of show where I just want to just kind of like raw thoughts, this is a great workflow. Save the audio to files, send it to ChatGPT, and then upload it via Transistor. So I use an app called Teachy Tabs. This is a really niche app, but the cool thing about it is that it means like it's, you can basically pin 7 websites, easy access, and it's always going to maintain state. So you should theoretically never get logged out, which is nice because that, again, that just makes the process a little bit easier. So I upload the audio, I upload the description, I upload the transcript, and I publish. And that's it. That's really easy. So again, the components for this are the DJI microphone that plugs into my iPhone and the Whisper Memos app. Now, I'm recording a video for this as well. I have like a new mobile rig setup that I'm testing out. I don't know if I'm gonna release the video or not. But as far as answering the question, can you record a podcast from your phone? The answer is yes. The scope or the goal should change. And the reason I'm leaning into this strategy is for a couple of reasons, right? I think that people like behind the scenes content. So this is not something I'm just releasing on my main feed for the Streamline Solopreneur. It's behind an email signup form, right? So people have to give their email to get it, but it's free. It's a free private podcast. I wanted this to be low effort. Like, the main goal is that I won't do this if I have another podcast to edit. So I want it to be low effort. And I want to see if I could grow my mailing list. Something that drove this point home for me was when I was at Cabo Press, Luria Petrucci was talking about the thought leader content versus the real kind of influencer style content. And that is what kind of crystallized. This was 2 months after I launched the show, but this gave me the confidence to keep going. Because when there's video content, there's two types of content, like Luria says. There's the thought leader content, which is what all of this gear that I use for my videos is for, right? My teleprompter and my $1,600 camera and lens, or $1,000 camera and lens. And the Shure SM7B with the Rodecaster Pro and the in-ear monitors and the very framed picture that I use when I create these videos and the controlled lighting. That's the thought leader video stuff, right? The high quality stuff that is expected of high quality content. But then there's also this influencer content. The content that in the short form video world is just people recording raw video from their phone and uploading it. The stuff that tells you they're real people. And I think the same thing can happen for podcasts, which is why I'm doing this voice memos style show. And I'm not the only one. Jay Klaus started doing this too. And he got the idea from another person, right? I got the idea from like a casual conversation I was having with a friend, and I thought, we're sending voice notes to each other. Voice notes feels like a really interesting way to make content. So for podcast advent today, I've written a lot of long articles, and today I just wanted to give you some insight into how I'm producing Joe's audio notes. And it really is just these three components, right? The Whisper Memos app, the DJI microphone, and then the ability to upload it from my phone to Transistor. If you want a show like that, you can definitely do it from your phone. And I'll say that, you know, I know like Stephen Robles edits his podcast on his iPad. I know that Jason Snell has done podcasting from his iPad for his shows at The Incomparable. I don't do a lot of editing for my show. I'm not quite ready yet to do something like that. But if you're looking for this like short form audio content, this voice memo style content, I think this is a really good use case for it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll probably release this on Joe's audio notes as well as the podcast workflows. And if you have any questions, you can always head over to podcastworkflows.com and comment on this article. But until next time, thanks so much for listening.